This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today yoga offers a pathway to peace amid growing stress, unrest and instability in various parts of the world and called for a collective effort to advance a peaceful, balanced and sustainable world. He said yoga should guide the world from conflict to cooperation. Addressing the celebrations on the 11th International Day of Yoga along the scenic coastline at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, the Prime Minister said yoga is the pause button humanity needs to breathe, to balance, to become whole again.
दुर्भाग्य से आज पूरी दुनिया किसी न किसी तनाव से गुजर रही, कितने ही क्षेत्रों में अशांति और अस्थिरता बढ़ रही है। ऐसे में योग से हमें शांति की दिशा मिलती है। योगा इज द पॉज बटन दैट ह्यूमैनिटी नीड्स टू ब्रीथ, टू बैलेंस, टू बिकम होल अगेन। मैं विश्व समुदाय से आज के इस महत्वपूर्ण अवसर पर एक आग्रह करूंगा। Let this Yoga Day mark the beginning of yoga for humanity to point O, where inner peace becomes global policy.
The Prime Minister said the theme of this year's day, Yoga for One Earth, One Health, reminds how the world comes together to secure a happy and healthy future for present and future generations. He said to spread yoga in the world, India is further strengthening the science of yoga through modern research and the major medical institutions of the country are engaged in research on yoga.
आज योग दिवस पर मैं ओबेसिटी की तरफ भी फिर से सभी का ध्यान आकर्षित करना चाहूंगा। बढ़ती ओबेसिटी पूरी दुनिया के लिए एक बड़ा चैलेंज है। मैंने मन की बात कार्यक्रम में भी इस पर विस्तार से चर्चा की थी। इसके लिए अपने खानपान में 10% ऑयल कम करने का चैलेंज भी शुरू किया था। मैं एक बार फिर देशवासियों से, दुनिया भर के लोगों को इस चैलेंज से जुड़ने का आह्वान करता हूँ।
The country's first yoga policy was launched in Uttarakhand today. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said this policy will prove to be a milestone in establishing Uttarakhand as a global capital in the field of yoga and wellness. The Chief Minister was addressing the program organized on International Yoga Day at Bharari Sen in Gairsen, the summer capital of Uttarakhand, today. In a significant gesture of regional solidarity, India has extended its evacuation efforts under Operation Sindhu to include citizens of Nepal and Sri Lanka stranded in Iran. According to a social media post on X, this move follows formal requests from the governments of Nepal and Sri Lanka. The Indian Embassy in Tehran will now coordinate assistance and evacuation for nationals of the two South Asian neighbours alongside Indian citizens. Sri Lankan nationals in Iran have been advised to contact the Indian Embassy via telegram or through the emergency numbers shared on the X post. Iran and Israel have traded fresh air attacks as their conflict pushes into a second week, with diplomatic efforts showing no signs of meaningful progress. This follows fruitless efforts to de-escalate the conflict in Geneva, where top European diplomats met with their Iranian counterpart yesterday, with Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi maintaining that Iran would not re-enter negotiations with the US while it remains under attack from Israel. The country's gross direct tax collections for the financial year 2025-26 rose by 4.86% to about 5.45 lakh crore rupees as of June the 19th, compared to about 5.19 lakh crore rupees in the same period last year. According to data released by the Income Tax Department, advance tax collections during the period stood at over 1.55 lakh crore rupees, registering a growth of 3.87%. In cricket, India will resume its first innings at the overnight score of 359 for 3 on the second day of the first test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Headingley in Leeds today. Captain Shubman Gill and Vice-Captain Rishabh Pant are at the crease. And with that, we end this news bulletin.